You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 on this Tuesday, December 5th. It's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Garrett Bankston. And Garrett, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you all who are listening. We've got some important stuff to talk about today, so the weather isn't exactly working with what I wanted to talk about, but we'll trudge through. So what I'm here to talk about is Hydrant Hero. So with the house fire, it can double in size every minute. So every minute counts. And if we come up to a hydrant that would normally at this time of the year be covered in snow or have at least a little snow around it, it's crucial time for us to start digging and getting that thing cleared out. If we can have local businesses or the homeowners that have hydrants in their front yard or in front of their business, take that little extra measure after a snowstorm and just make sure that it's cleared out. Roughly a clearway zone would be about 3 feet all the way around the perimeter to allow us to get in there and hook up stores and get the hose lines hooked up and get everything going.
Yeah, really important that, people, they think of that kind of safety because it's one of those things that you can kind of forget and we take for granted that the fire hydrant's there, but you guys need that.
And I know in years past, when I first got onto the department, we would actually take guys out and we would clear off hydrants, especially on the north end where it really kind of blows in. They can be completely buried and you won't even see the marking stick on it. So, I mean, it's something to keep an eye on. But like I said, with what we've got going on right now, you've just got grass around it for the most part, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's a good time to get people in that reminder, time when the weather is nice to plant that seed in their head that, hey, you're going to have to make sure that not only are you clearing off your driveway and the sidewalk, but make sure that you're clearing around that fire hydrant too, if that applies.
Correct. So along with that, we do have the flyers that we had handed out last year with the QR code, allowing you to actually see the map. If you have a hydrant in front of your place, we would most certainly love for you to email us or call down to the station telling us where your address is, on which one you would like to adopt, and then we would go ahead and put you into the pot for the $20 gift cards. We'll be doing that again this year, and we'll be drawing those out every 2 weeks starting next week.
And that is for Hydrant Hero, and it says that clever family-friendly hydrant names are encouraged too, and yep. I'm sure it's fun seeing how people can get very creative with those names.
Creative, and then there was a couple that named them after their dogs, stuff like that of that sort. It was fun. I would like to see some more participation. I know there's a handful of folks that are out there that will just go ahead and do it themselves. We never got a notification on it, but it was just nice being able to drive by and see, oh, that hydrant's clear, and never a name or a person to thank. So
this is a way that, not only, people who might not be aware that there are fire hydrants near them because it's just one of those mindless things we're driving, we don't even really think about seeing and looking out for those hydrants, but it's also a way that, the fire department can give back and say, hey, thank you for, clearing out the hydrant, because in an emergency, that is very crucial that you're able to access the fire hydrant right away.
Correct.
And again, how can people get involved with Hydrant Hero?
They can call down to the fire hall, and that's at 218-281-4584, or you can email us, and that's at cfd@crookston.mn.us.
And and it looks like there's a map that people can access as well.
So I got in touch with the IT group, and then we went ahead and updated it. So it's good for the 23-24 season. As soon as you call us or let us know that you're adopting one, I will be updating that map as soon as I can. And it'll go from a red hydrant to a green hydrant. The first one's already been adopted by the full-time fire staff, right there in front of the fire hall.
When people are clearing out the fire hydrants, what are some guidelines that you typically ask that people are doing?
Roughly that 3 feet clearance, and then if they can do it all the way from the curb to back behind the hydrant 3 foot, that would be incredible.
And how often should people be clearing that out?
Just as long as there's not a lot of buildup on it. I know there's a couple of hydrants in town where they're built up a little higher. There's a handful that are a little bit lower. If you're clearing your sidewalk, it wouldn't hurt just to go out. I mean, especially after the ground's completely frozen, and get that cleared out.
And it just takes about an extra minute. Yep. Just, and you know, that extra minute of clearing out the you know, the fire hydrant, that could possibly help save your house, your neighbor's house, or you know, even the lives block. As well.
Yeah, very much so.
Very important that you do that. And you know, we were talking a little bit about the winter weather, even though we promise it's coming.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably gonna last longer than it should.
It's on the way. But before then, what are some precautions that people can do to make sure that they are fully prepared?
Okay, so with the season coming of change, we want to make sure that all our doors and windows are clear of snow and ice once that does get around here. Most home fires actually occur during the winter, with the peak being during January. Each year in the United States, there's more than $2 billion in property loss due to winter home fires. Specifically, in the last 5 years in Minnesota, 41% of the fires deaths occurred in November, December, and January. So, I mean, it's something to keep an eye on. And then those of you who have keeping those vents clear for those fireplaces, dryers, furnaces, anything so that we're not allowing that exhaust to come back into the house. Never use a blowtorch to thaw frozen pipes. Using flashlights and not candles if you lose power. And then keeping anything that can burn within at least 3 feet away from heating sources, so they do not, and then do not use your oven as a heating source. And then getting back to that exhaust from the vents of, you know, your dryer and your furnace and stuff, if it's gas powered, your CO detector. We highly recommend that you test it monthly. They have a rough shelf life of about 7 to 8 years. They do make them now where they've got 10-year batteries and stuff like that, where they, you don't have to do the battery thing anymore. But just getting them updated, making sure you test them. And they recommend having them within 10 feet of a sleeping room or inside the sleeping room. They do make them where they're a combo unit with the smoke detector. So that's, I mean, it's two birds, one stone, super easy on the wall, done. Don't have to think about it. And then just test it when you need to. Carbon monoxide, it's an odorless, tasteless, and invisible gas. There are certain signs for CO poisoning, which include headache, nausea, fatigue, vomiting, disorientation. If you are starting to feel any of those, most certainly call 911. They'll get EMS over, we'll get over there, and we'll go ahead and run tests, figure out what's going on. Just make sure everything's safe before we take off. And then the last thing I want to talk about is we've got the holiday season here too as well. Using those flameless candles when decorating for holidays, making sure exit paths and exits are clear for holiday decorations and clutter so that you can get clear access and egress out of the house. Cooking for the holidays, never, you know, leave those things on the, it's easy to get distracted. I get distracted very, very often with either the kid, the dog, something going on, but keeping, you know, an eye on the stove, making sure that's turned off if you've got to go to another room, something of that sort, or just, and then keeping a timer when you're baking so that, you know, I use my phone quite often because it's usually right in my other hand. So it keeps an eye, you know, keeps me updated on when I need to get back into the kitchen and get those cookies out of the oven. So yeah, no, that was about everything for the holiday safety that I really wanted to touch on. And then the Hydrant Hero, like I said, the support that we got last year was amazing. I would like to just see it bump up just a little bit more. That'd be great.
Before we get back into talking about the Hydrant Hero, I want to circle back to talking about the smoke detectors and CO detectors, because you know, we recommended during the time change when we fell back, great opportunity for you to get those smoke detectors changed, get that battery, those fresh batteries in there. Yep. But if you haven't, this is another great opportunity to do so.
Just to get an update on it. Like I said, they do make them now where they do have like a 10-year battery inside, especially the smoke detectors. And it's that one less thing you have to worry about doing every time change. And I know there's a lot of people that have gone to that. we've actually gone to it at the fire department when we go and do our smoke surveys and stuff like that. It's a 10-year battery on that one.
Yeah, and just making sure that those are up to date, and like you said, monthly checks are very crucial, because again, it can only help you.
Yep, very much so. And then just letting it sound off, and then you can hit the hush button. I know every now and again mine will go off because I'm doing something in the kitchen, and just take the battery out for a quick second, pop it back in after you get the smoke cleared out of the kitchen, you're good to go.
And then, like you said, when you're in the kitchen, make sure that you are being very attentive to what's going on, because it's very easy nowadays to get distracted with something. And like you mentioned, you could have kids, pets, whatever else that comes up. You might have to even leave the house to go do something. And you have to make sure that, you cover your bases. You make sure that you turn off the stove or turn off the oven, and just, it's okay. It'll be all right if you have to go into the other room. But leaving all those things unattended, that's a very easy way to start a house fire.
Very much so.
So let's go back to the Hydrant Hero, and let's go over again. What exactly is the Hydrant Hero, and just how important is it to have this type of participation?
So, like I had mentioned, it's a fire can double in size every minute. So getting that extra step that we can get to that hydrant, much like we can any time of the year except during the winter, dropping that hose on there, hooking it up to the truck, and getting into the house and doing what we need to, it's minutes. I mean, it takes us a second to get the guys there and get out the door, and I mean, it's time counts. So I mean, and it's not our time, it's their time that we're trying to make as small as possible.
And making sure that if there's a fire hydrant that's near your home, making sure that you clear that away, and a 3-foot circle is a good rule of thumb.
Pretty much. And getting that cleared out. If there's ice, if you could chip that away. It's every little bit helps.
And another simple thing, maybe you're going to a house party, when you're parking on the street, make sure you're not parking in front of one of those, too.
Not parking in front of it. Yep, that's a big one. I've yet to come to a scene where that's been an issue yet. I think people are pretty mindful on that in the area, so, and it's much appreciated.
Yeah. Just every once in a while, you'll come across that and you go, "Oh boy, hopefully nothing happens."
No,
because that's
happens.
That's something that can really hurt things too. And as you said, every second is so precious with the fire doubling in size every minute. Yep. That can really be a big deal. So again, how can people get involved with Hydrant Hero?
Okay, and just calling down to the station. That number is 218-281-4584. And then, or if you'd rather email and just give us a location, your name, or somebody that you would like to nominate, sending that to cfd@crookston.mn.us.
And then any other winter safety fire prevention tips for the folks out there?
Not off the top of my head at the moment. No, I don't actually.
Yeah. Just making sure that, if you're using a fireplace, obviously make sure that the vents are clean, no open flame candles, the real simple things that sometimes we kind of take for granted, but it really is a big deal, because that can quickly start a fire if it gets out of hand.
Very much so.
So make sure that you're making sure that you're being extra safe. Take that extra second to look around, make sure, okay, is everything safe here? Is nothing within that 3-foot radius of an open flame or what have you. And some great safety tips as we enter the winter season.
Actually, one that I can think of right off the top of my head. If you do have a attached garage, not letting your vehicle run with the garage door shut, making sure that's open. That's I know we can get called out for a possible CO call for it sat and ran inside that garage, and it'll go in as soon as you open up that doorway in between. It's usually a kitchen or into the house from the garage. That'll come right on in. You won't see it, but it'll come right on in.
So another good tip when you're starting your car, want to make sure that it's warm. Pull it outside of the garage, make sure it's out in the open air. So Garrett, thank you very much for joining us here on today's Valley Talk program.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
So that was Garrett Bankson here for Hydrant Heroes and from the Crookston Fire Department. And now it is time to hear from the Minnesota News Network.